Today they won 61-44. In fact, that capped what has been a five-game winning streak for the Thunderbirds. A lot of those were in non-conference play. One conference win mixed in there, improving the Thunderbirds' record to 15-3 overall for the season and 5-3 for the Badger small. As for the Vikings, they're coming off a defeat at Platteville earlier this week, but they stand at 11-5 for the season, 6-2 in conference, and they'll be in action hosting Turner on Saturday. And for the Thunderbirds, after tonight's home game, they will be on the road at McFarland on Tuesday next week before returning for a home matchup with their arch rival, the Reedsburg Beavers, on Friday night. And John Gunnell and I will be happy to bring that to you. Welcome back for the second half, John. What are your predictions for the second half? I'm putting you on the spot.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a close game, but down the wire, the Thunderbirds are going to pull it out, and we're going to hit some big shots, and we're going to go home happy. That's my prediction.
John and I are both baseball nuts, so we're reeling from the news of Corbin Burnes being traded to the Orioles. We're trying to wrap our heads around it in real time here, but we'll try to focus on basketball here in the second half.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing, checking like, my feed.
Is this real? Was this a burner account, you know? Is this legit? I figured with the signing of Rhys Hoskins, the Brewers were going to go for it. Instead, not so much.
Well, I think the shortstop they mentioned the Brewers might be getting in return is an interesting thing because, you know, they're talking that he's MLB ready.
Then do you trade Willy Adames? Then?
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe this is setting up more moves for the Thunderbirds. If it's true, though, it shows you that Baltimore is really, you know, making a commitment to go for it this year too, and they've got a good young team.
So the Thunderbirds are going to have the ball to start the second half. They're going to inbound from the sideline. Looks like we've got the same starting fives from the first half. Baraboo will look to build on a two-point lead here in the final 18 minutes. Inbound is to Hannigan. Thunderbirds working it around the perimeter. There's Vittingill, right wing. Ross Legal looking to find his favorite spot. Right block. He finds it, kisses it in off the glass. Another two for Ross Legal. He's up to a dozen. And the Thunderbirds lead by four. Vikings looking to answer their first possession of the half. There's a three-point look. No good for Vorwald. Knocked around and into the hands of Jason Zitlow. Ross Legal looking to perform another spin move. They were ready for that one, but he still gets to the cup and a kiss off the glass from beneath the hoop. Ross Legal taking over the game here early in the second half. Thunderbirds lead by six.
Nice start for the Thunderbirds here in the second half. You know, and I don't know how you really plan to stop Ross. You hope you can stop Ross.
Three-point look, no good, but offensive rebound by Keel. Vikings look to reload. McGuire, shot attempt rolls around the rim and off. Hannigan comes away with the loose ball, but his pocket is picked by Manchester. Now he's driving on Vittingill. Kisses it in for two, and Manchester is into double digits here early in the second half. Baraboo 30, Monhorov 26. Here's Ross Legal looking to get into the lane. There's that spin move. Off the glass, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds to the Vikings.
Well, it'll be interesting as this game progresses. You know, this could turn into a track meet here in the second half real quick.
Fine by me.
Yeah, would be exciting.
Chris Keel walks it across the timeline for the Vikings. We're under 16 to go in the game. Mount Horeb down four on the road here at Baraboo High School. They get it out to Keel, right wing for a three-point look. A little strong, no good. There's Ross Legal with yet another rebound, and he's going to walk it up as well. He'll be defended on the perimeter by Zach McGuire. Gives it up. Thunderbirds will set up their half-court offense.
I wish I would have been keeping rebounds at the beginning of the game because I think we're going to go 20-20 tonight.
There's a nice backdoor cut and pass, but it is knocked away. Good defense by the Vikings. Manchester's on the run, one on three. He's going to pick it up. Short jumper, no good. But Vorwald's going to corral the rebound. Nice pass to Keel, who's cutting to the hoop, but the ball is loose, tied up. This is going to stay with the Vikings on the alternating possession. Bo Brewster is going to check in for the Thunderbirds.
dribbled that ball off illegal that time.
Right. Brewster replaces Jason Zitlow in the lineup for the Thunderbirds. Vikings will inbound from under their own hoop. Manchester at the controls. Inbound is to McGuire. He gets it over to Vorwald. Back to McGuire. Three-point look. Right wing. No good. At first, the rebound was corralled by Hanna. It looked like he was fouled by Brewster. Came over the top of him there.
Yeah, I think they can get Brewster on that one. And for him, it's going to be his second.
And this is going to be another inbound from the baseline for the Vikings. They trail by four. And now we've got another whistle before the action. Oh, just the official needed a moment here.
I think Vittengall thought he was going to be called there, and that would have been a real ticky-tack foul.
Instead, we're back to action here. No harm done. Here's Manchester working baseline. He's double-teamed and tied up. They're going to call that a jump. It'll go to Baraboo. Good defense by the Thunderbirds. Forces a turnover, or at least forces the tie-up anyway. Baraboo basketball. Hannigan walking it up. Keel is waiting for him at midcourt. He's over to Vittengill. Back to Hannigan at the Thunderbird logo. Now over to Ross Legal, left wing beyond the arc. Legal fakes the handoff. He wants to go all the way. One on three. No good. Stripped away. McGuire's got it. Up to Keel. Keel up to Manchester. Ball is knocked away and loose. Let's see. Hannah came away with it. Here's Manchester. Double teamed pretty much every time he touches the ball. Now looking to drive. Baseline is Vorwald. That's a nice move from the left side and a right-hand kiss off the glass.
And Vorwald back in the scoring column. He now has nine.
Baraboo 30. Mount Horeb 28. Just over 14 minutes to go here at Baraboo High School. Here's Toby Lefevre with a three-point look. Left wing. No good, but Bo Brewster grabs the offensive rebound. Thunderbirds get a reload. Second chance opportunity here. Hannigan works around the Legal screen. Gets it back to Legal. He fires cross court. Lefevre fakes the three. Looking to drive. He's stopped. Kicks it out to Brewster, who gets it back to Hannigan. Another reset. Thunderbirds getting their money's worth on a long possession. This trip down the floor. They lead by two. Under 14 to go. Ross Legal's at the right wing. He drives into traffic. Ball pops loose. Hannigan grabs it. Gets it out to Lefevre. That's another three-point look. No good. Vittengill fights for the rebound. That's going to be off the Vikings, and the Baraboo Thunderbirds are going to keep possession here.
Nice work there by Vittengill. He was just battling down there, and he made that happen.
Zitlow's going to check in for Vittengill. Yeah, the Vikings are getting a workout on this end of the floor.
Yeah, that was really good effort that time by Vittengill.
Hannigan's going to inbound.
But that's the kind of effort he always gives you.
You get it to Bo Brewster. Left block, looking to operate in the paint. Shot was blocked, but Vorwald is whistled for the foul. Bo Brewster's going to go to the line for two.
For Vorwald, that'll be his first.
Brewster's got 2 points so far. He's giving the Thunderbirds some quality active minutes off the bench. First free throw attempt is in the air and good. Time for more free throw line math from John Gunnell. He's got the calculator out.
Well, we're 100% in the second half. 33% overall.
3-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Second attempt in the air. That's good.
And just like that, we're up to 50%. As we inch towards respectability from the charity stripe.
Cam Niesheim's going to check in. He replaces Keel, and the Vikings will walk it up. Baraboo leads by four. 13 minutes to go. Manchester's out on the right wing. Double teamed. They give it over to Cam Niesheim for a three-point look. Short, no good. But Vorwald with a rebound. He kicks it out. Vikings will reload their half-court offense. Get another opportunity. Vorwald, right corner for three. That's good. Vorwald, that's his first triple. He's into double digits, and it's a one-point game. Hannigan finds Zitlow, right wing. There they find Ross Legal all alone under the hoop. That's always bad news for the opponent. Ross Legal scores. He's up to 16, and the Thunderbirds lead by three.
that's even bad news when he's not alone under the hoop.
Even if there's two or three guys
there.
As long
as he's close to it.
Vikings looking to bite into this three-point edge for the Thunderbirds. That's Vorwald. He is fouled on a drive to the lane. I think they got Brewster. That would be his third.
Yep, I think you're right.
And they're going to send Dan Olson back in to replace Bo. Waiting to check in for the Vikings is Eshleman, and I thought I saw somebody else get up. Guess not. Vittingill is going to check in for the Thunderbirds. Free throw is good. Oh, Eshleman and Anderson check back in. And for the Thunderbirds, Olson and Vittingill replace Brewster and Lefevre. First free throw was good for Vorwald. Second one coming up. That bounces in as well. He's had a great night so far, and we've got a one-point game.
14 points so far for Norwalm.
There's a pass knocked out of bounds. Active hands by Hayden Anderson. Swats it out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it, and they'll inbound from the sideline. We'll be ticking down to 12 minutes to go. Baraboo 34, Mount Horeb 33. Alex Hannigan. It's been quiet so far. Gives it up to Vittingill. Legal has done most of the scoring so far in the game for the Thunderbirds. Here's Hannigan. Now he's looking to drive, and he's bumped on the drive. They're going to get Nisheim with this one. Baraboo inbound from the baseline. Hannigan's pass is tipped away by Vorwald. Ball is loose. Legal recovers. Now he's double-teamed. It's loose again.
Well, it's like a hot potato out there.
Ay, caramba. We're going to have a foul. It was indeed a hot potato scenario. Ross Legal draws a foul in the backcourt. They got Vorwald. Lefevre checks in, replacing Dan Olson. Baraboo inbounds, and the Vikings are extending a little bit of man-to-man pressure, a three-quarter court on the ball handler. And there's a pass from Vittingill, throws it away out of bounds as Ross Legal.
Exit stage left.
Beautiful. He did indeed slide onto the stage, and it even was stage left. John Gunnell is the best in the business. One-point game, and after the Baraboo turnover, the Vikings have a golden opportunity to take a second-half lead. And there's their leading scorer, Manchester, with the ball. He's going to stop and pop from the right elbow. No good.
We just haven't figured out what business.
Legal gets the rebound and gets the ball to Hannigan. Hannigan looking to drive. He draws a crowd, kicks it out to Vittingill. Here's Hannigan in the lane, into traffic. Whirling Dervish, floater, no good. Gets the rebound. And they got to either call a foul or a travel. We're going to get a travel. He grabbed the rebound but couldn't keep his feet.
Yeah, I think it just came down awkwardly, and there's nothing you could do other than force up a errant throw. Or shot, I should say.
So the Vikings will walk it up once again. They get another chance to take a lead here. They trail by one. We're under 11 minutes to play. Vorwald. He's had a great second half. Here's a lefty scoop off the backboard. No good, but he draws a foul. I think they got Vittingill. Like you mentioned, John Vorwald's up to what, 14 points?
Yep.
Vittingill picks up his second free throw, or second foul, I should say. Vorwald is going to shoot a pair of free throws. And we're going to have a couple of subs coming in for the Vikings after this first attempt, which is in the air and rattles in. We have McGuire and Elistad checking in, replacing Manchester and Nisheim. Vorwald's second attempt. That bounces in, and that's a lead for the Vikings.
It's been a while since they've had the lead, but
under 11 minutes to play.
This has got all the makings of going right down to the wire.
Baraboo down one, working its half-court offense. It's Toby Lefevre driving, kicking out. Jason Zitlow passes up the three, fires cross-court to Vittingill for a three-point look. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of Eichelman, and here come the Vikings. Vorwald looking to drive. He and Vittingill are doing some bumping. 10 minutes to play.
It's kind of eerily similar to the first half where the Thunderbirds get out to a lead and then Mount Horb comes, chips away. And
Ellistead draws a foul on the drive, baseline drive. They got Zitlow with a foul. Bo Brewster checks in, replacing Vittingill for the Thunderbirds.
For Zitlow, that's his first foul.
Vikings are going to inbound underneath their own basket on the baseline. That's Vorwald with the ball. Throws it in, gets it right back in the corner. Kicks it out. Eshelman for three. Left wing, no good. There's Ross Legal with yet another rebound, and the Thunderbirds have another chance to take the lead.
You know, I was looking at that name earlier, Eshelman, like the Iceman George Gervin.
If we're getting it right.
Yeah, what's the chance of that?
We hope we are, and if we aren't, no offense intended. Here's Bo Brewster looking to spin into the lane. Instead, gives it up to Jason Zitlow for three. No good. And there's Eshelman with the rebound. We'll call him Iceman for short.
Iceman.
Keep things simple. The Iceman looking to drive, and he is fouled.
It's not a bad nickname for anybody on the hardwood.
I'd take it. I've certainly been called worse. That's a foul on the floor. They got Lefever. Manchester has checked back in, replacing Vorwald.
For Lefever, that's going to be his second. He had a technical in the first half.
Mount Horb inbounds. And looking to drive and finish is Zach McGuire. His first bucket is a big one. An and one opportunity. The Vikings pull ahead by three, can make it four with a free throw.
And that foul's going to go against Hannigan. It's going to be his third and the team sixth here.
And the momentum is all Mount Horeb.
Right now it is, but that's going to shift pretty soon, so pay attention.
I will try. Free throw is in the air, and it's a swish. 4-point game. Mount Horeb showing token backcourt pressure. Baraboo looking for an offensive spark. They got off to a strong start in the half, finding Ross Legal, and they've gone back to him here, and there it is. Oh, in the lane, he misses a bunny. And the Iceman comes away with a rebound.
Everything looked good about that until the end result.
Just couldn't finish. And there's McGuire feeling it for the three. No good. Nice rebound and put back by Manchester. That's no good. Legal's got the rebound. Baraboo looking to run. They've got a 3-on-1, 4-on-1. Lefever finds Zitlow. Vikings are able to recover. But here's Hannigan with the drive. The kiss. No good, but he is fouled. Alex Hannigan with a strong drive to the lane. He is fouled and will shoot a pair.
And the foul's going to go against Zach McGuire. That's going to be his third.
Hannigan's been quiet offensively so far tonight. First free throw is pure. Of course, I say that he does have six. He hasn't been a non-entity, but I imagine we're going to see him get a little more aggressive here in the second half. Meanwhile, checking out is Ellistad. He's replaced by Vorwald for the Vikings.
Vorwald's had a real nice night so far.
He certainly has. Second free throw is in the air. That's another swish for Hannigan, and it's a 2-point game, and we have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout for the Thunderbirds. That gives me a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make these broadcasts of Baraboo High School Sports possible. These include Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. We got a great ball game here for you this evening. If you just joined us, it was a 2-point game at half with the Thunderbirds taking a lead into the locker room, but now it is flipped and the Vikings hold a 2-point lead with 8 minutes 36 seconds to go. Great game here in the Badger Small Conference. Previous meeting between these two teams, the Vikings won by 20 in the home matchup in Mount Horeb. Much more competitive affair here this evening. For the Thunderbirds, they've got a 5-game winning streak on the line. They're coming out showing some token backcourt pressure. Looks like they're going to let the Vikings walk it up. That's Josh Manchester. Gets it over to Vorwald. They've been the two top scorers this evening for the Vikings.
Crowd kind of getting re-energized.
Manchester for three.
Here.
No good.
Oh,
A scrum for the loose ball. Vikings are going to keep it.
Can't fault Ross for his effort on that one.
No doubt.
He was going all out.
So the Vikings will inbound from their baseline. Leading by two. They're trying to steal a road win here in conference play. Inbound pass to Vorwald. Gets it out to Manchester. Wide open three from the left corner. No good, but there's Vorwald with the rebound. Lefevre knocks it out of bounds. Good hands, but the Vikings will keep it.
You know, and then that's a big play there, because if he doesn't knock that out of bounds, they probably get a layup right there.
No doubt. Vorwald is going to inbound again from the baseline. Finds Manchester, cutting to the hoop. Defended by Brewster. Tries to score over the 6'5" post presence. He cannot, but there's a rebound. Reload, tied up, and they're going to get Vittingill for a foul. Oh. I think they're calling this a shooting foul.
Wow. First of all, I'm not so sure that was a foul to begin with, and then
potential,
give him a shooting foul.
Potential tie-up. And that's Vittingill's. Is it only three? I thought it might be four. Okay. So Vorwald is going to shoot. First is in the air and good. He's been the leading scorer tonight, I believe.
17 points.
Chris Keel checks in, replacing the Iceman for the Vikings. Meanwhile, Jason Zitlow checks out, replaced by Alex Hannigan. 39-36, Mount Horeb. Second free throw coming up for Vorwald. That's pure as well. He's been great at the line. And the Thunderbirds, with 8 minutes to go, face a four-point deficit. Got a whistle here. Okay. Game management, they're going to talk about, I think they're going to boot a fan here. The officials call timeout, and they've called game management over to chat about what's happening in the student section. Meanwhile, the Mount Horeb fans are enjoying this, giving it a round of applause.
I don't think they're going to be able to identify the perpetrator, but they know the oh, maybe they did. Must have been something that was said.
Indeed. So a Baraboo fan has gotten the boot, and we are back to action. Thunderbirds down four, looking for a spark offensively. There's Ross Legal giving it up to Toby Lefevre. He's looking to drive on Keel. Oh. Foul called. They got Keel with the foul. That's going to be on the floor. Thunderbirds are going to inbound underneath their own basket.
For Keel, that's going to be his third foul.
Inbound is to Brewster. They're trying to get it to Ross Legal down on the right block. He's double teamed.
Nice defensive play by Hayden Anderson stepping in to knock that one away.
Inbound from the baseline. Hannigan's looking for an open teammate. Finds Legal. Legal into a double team. It's stolen away by Vorwald. He's looking for a layup the other direction. No good. Put back. Manchester is good. And it's a six-point game.
Manchester now with 13 points. So most of the scoring coming from him and Vorwald tonight.
Baraboo nearly lost another loose ball. And now Hannigan loses his footing. Manchester comes away with another steal. Behind the back pass to Vorwald. Layup no good. Foul. They get Luke Vittingill. That's going to be his fourth.
Boy, and Thunderbirds are going to have to find a way to get that momentum back. They're really struggling. There's been a lot of turnovers.
It has been all Mount Horeb here. In the early going of the second half, Ross Legal was establishing himself, kind of took over the game and got the Thunderbirds a healthy lead, but it's been all Mount Horeb since. Vorwald's first free throw attempt is pure. Zitlow checks back in for the Thunderbirds, replacing Vittingill with those four fouls. Vorwald now at the line. Second one rattles in as well. Yep. And we got a timeout, I believe.
And 20 points now for Norwald, and he has been lights out from the charity stripe.
He certainly has. Timeout, Thunderbirds. That gives us a chance to talk about other Baraboo varsity action. The Lightning are in action against Middleton at Madison tonight. They will be at Black River Falls on Saturday and at Viroqua on Tuesday. Boys hockey is hosting Stevens Point Pacelli tomorrow night, and they'll be hosting Reedsburg on Tuesday. So you got the Lightning. The girls are on the road all week, and the boys have a couple of home matchups. In girls basketball, the Thunderbirds will host the Reedsburg Beavers here tomorrow night, and Christy Feld and I will bring you the call on 99.7 Max FM and NFHS right here tomorrow night. Boys swimming has its conference meet at Sauk Prairie on Saturday, and the wrestling team also will have its conference meet at Wanakee on Saturday. The Vikings lead 44-36 here at Baraboo with just over 7 minutes to go. The Vikings have seized control of this game with, once again, really with defense leading to offense.
You know, but we've seen a couple of lead shifts in this game where, you know, teams were able to go on a run. It's time for the Thunderbirds to go on a little run.
Alex Hannigan dribbles across midcourt. Thunderbirds looking to put a Band-Aid on a wound here. They trail by 8, and they haven't scored in a while. Bo Brewster working on the left block. Shot attempt no good. Manchester comes away with the rebound. Looking to go coast to coast. Into traffic, no good. Rebound by Alexander, no good. Or Anderson, I should say. And well, the ball comes away to Baraboo.
Anderson's been a key figure in this game, even though he's only scored 2 points. You know, when they matched him up with Ross, that changed the kind of context of what was happening. And he's really impressed me as a sophomore.
No doubt. Under 7 minutes to play. Baraboo still looking for a bucket. They're looking to scratch their way back into this game.
Ross doesn't also get a lot of rest, so.
He does not. Baraboo working the ball around the perimeter, trying to find a crease. It looks like the Vikings have switched to a zone here, kind of a 2-3 look.
Yep.
Sagging in, trying to keep Legal from getting the ball. Toby Lefevre's got a 3-point look, left wing. He has not been able to get that to go. But Bro Brewster grabs the offensive rebound and the putback.
Nice job muscling his way into establishing some position there.
Brewster's been excellent on the offensive boards, and that's what the T-Birds need. They've gone cold from the perimeter. They need those second chance opportunities. Keel dribbles across midcourt for the Vikings. Here's Vorwald working on Brewster. He's into the lane, but he's triple teamed. That's a tie-up. It's a steal. Here's Ross Legal. Up ahead, Toby Lefevre in the open court. Layup attempt. No good. There's Legal with the rebound. It's good. And the Thunderbirds have scored 4 straight.
Here's that run that we talked about.
Mount Horeb 44, Baraboo 40. 5.5 to go. Chris Keel looking to operate. He gives it up to Vorwald. And now Manchester's near the T-Bird logo. Looking for a teammate, gets it out to Keel, beyond the arc. Thunderbirds tend to pick up their energy defensively. Pick up the intensity level. Cutting off the driving lanes. There's a 3-point look from the near the top of the key. Zach McGuire with his first triple. That's a big bucket stemming the tide for the Vikings.
That was a big bucket, you're right.
Baraboo now looks to answer, operating in half-court offense.
Well, and back to man-to-man.
They find Legal in the right block, and big Ross Legal scores again. 5-point game, and get a foul in the backcourt. I think they got Zitlow.
So Zitlow second, but it's going to send... going to send the Vikings.
Send Keel to the line.
Keel to the line, okay.
Yeah, they're already in the single bonus, and they're heading toward double bonus. Meanwhile, for the Thunderbirds, Vittingill checks back in despite those 4 fouls. He's going to give Zitlow a rest. Coach Fish is going to roll the dice, sending Vittingill back out there with 4 fouls. Leading by 5, Keel's free throw attempt is good. That's a big hit on the front end. He has 3 points.
Boy, and free throws were a non-factor in the first half, have been a huge factor in the second half.
Awaiting the second from Keel. That's another swish. 7-point game now. I believe this is the largest lead of the game for Mount Horeb. No, they had 8 earlier. Baraboo needs a couple of big buckets. They need to run to get back in the game here. 4.5 minutes to go. Looking for Legal. Passes tipped away by McGuire. Legal grabs it back and commits an offensive foul after regaining possession. That is Legal's first foul.
His first foul.
You don't often see that. Usually with him being the rim protector and an aggressive driver to the basket, sometimes foul trouble can plague Ross. Not tonight. That's his first foul here with 4 minutes to go.
Well, and this is an important possession for the Thunderbirds. They can't allow the Vikings to extend this lead.
Baraboo now extending its defense with a 1-2-2, it looks like. Vikings break it. Settle into their half-court offense. Thunderbirds trying to cut off Manchester with the passing lanes beyond the arc. Under 4 minutes to go. It's Mount Horeb 49, Baraboo 42. Vikings are going to be content to run the offense and run clock here, I think. Also problematic for the Thunderbirds, the fact that it's a double bonus situation now for the Vikings. Here's Manchester with a drive to the hoop, no good. Fittingill comes away with the rebound. He is stripped by Manchester, and they got Ross Legal with a foul. Oh, they're going to call it a shooting foul.
I thought he called it a block.
Me too. Manchester's going to shoot a pair. The T-Birds have kept him relatively in check, certainly well below his nearly 25 points a game average.
He's at 14 right now.
But they haven't needed him to perform any heroics. They've gotten a great night from Nick Vorwald and his teammates. Second free throw also good for Manchester, and it is now a 9-point game. That is the largest lead for Mount Horeb in this contest.
Yeah, and they've been lights out from the free throw line the second half.
3.5 minutes to go. Danger zone for the T-Birds, and there's a strip. Hannigan is stripped by Manchester. He's driving 1-on-2. Hannigan swats it away, but the Vikings manage to keep possession, and they're going to kick it back out and run offense. Thunderbirds now looking to foul.
Yeah, it's that point where you're going to have to here.
And like you said, the Vikings have been so good from the line, you wonder if you're going to put much of a dent in the deficit here.
I don't think they've missed a free throw in the second half.
Excellent announcer's jinx from John Gunnell as Manchester prepares for a couple of free throws. First one's in the air and good. Well, it was worth a shot, John.
You got to try.
Zitlow checks in, replacing Vittingill. I think we're going to have some substitutions here with Vittingill in foul trouble, being careful with him down the stretch. Manchester's second free throw also good.
I believe they're 15 out of 15
that
in the second
incredible.
Half.
Incredible. That's Giannis in game six kind of stuff. Baraboo now trailing by 11. They need a few triples, and they need them quick. Here's Alex Hannigan from the left wing for three. No. Rebounded by Vorwald. He is hounded by the T-Bird defenders, and they got, I'm not sure if they got Lefevre or Legal, but they had to give a foul one way or the other.
I think they're going to call it on Ross, but I could be wrong. Yep.
So he's picked up three quick fouls in the last couple minutes, but mostly out of necessity. Vorwald's going to head to the line. He'll shoot two. We're under 3 minutes to go. It's Mount Horeb 53, Baraboo 42. First one is good. Now I think I lost point. I think I gave some Vorwald points to Manchester and vice versa, so I'm going to rely on you and your tally.
Vorwald now 10 of 10 from the free throw line here in the second half.
Spectacular performance. And here's Manchester with another steal, poking it away from Toby Lefevre, looking to go with a layup on the other end. He lays it in, and the wheels are off for the Thunderbirds, now trailing by 15 in what has been a tight contest until the last couple of minutes. 2.5 minutes to go. Baraboo struggling. Here's Lefevre on the drive. The kiss off the glass is good. Toby Lefevre for a pair. He's up to 9. Manchester's across midcourt. They're going to be patient. Diving effort by Toby Lefevre. Ooh, they've got Keel tied up. And Coach Niesheim is going to get a timeout here to talk things over. Well, that gives us a chance to remind you about the sponsors who make these broadcasts of Baraboo High School athletics happen. These are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, SSM Health, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, this was a tight game throughout until about midway through the second half. Malhorib took control. They now lead by 13.
Yeah, it didn't pan out as the barn burner we were hoping for, but a lot of Thunderbird turnovers here in the second half.
Impressive defensive effort from the Vikings and offensive as well. And as you mentioned on a couple occasions here, John, boy, that 100% free throw shooting doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's really impressive as I'm looking at the stat sheet.
So we are just under 2 minutes to play. Vikings inbound the ball. Obviously, they're going to be patient. They're going to be happy to draw fouls and shoot two. And here come Brewster and Zitlow. Look like they were trying to give a foul, but they got Manchester trapped. He's able to get it over to McGuire. And now Ross Legal is going to commit another one. He was hoping somebody else would because that's four for him.
That's going to send McGuire to the line. He hasn't been there all that much. He's one of one so far from the line.
McGuire's first attempt. Hey, look at that.
Hey, they finally missed one here in the second half.
McGuire's had a solid evening. He's got six. His free throw, second free throw attempt is good. So make it seven. And it's a 14-point game. Hannigan kicks it to Zitlow. Right wing for three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Jason Zitlow with his first bucket. A triple from the right wing. 11-point game. Foul in the backcourt. That's what the Thunderbirds are going to need to do. Trade one-point possession for three-point possessions.
Yep.
But it's going to take a whole bunch of those in less than a minute and a half.
So that foul goes against Brewster. That's his fourth.
McGuire at the line once again. It was one of two last time. First one here rattles out. It's Mount Horeb 58, Baraboo 47 with a minute 24 to go. Second free throw in the air. So once again, McGuire hits one of two. Baraboo needs to hit a whole lot of triples.
Yeah, 12-point deficit right here.
Hannigan gets the ball inside to Legal, and he is fouled by Chris Keel on the inside.
That's going to send Ross to the line.
And quite frankly, I think Mount Horeb's happy to let the T-Birds shoot some free throws. Granted, you want time to run off the clock if you're ahead like the Vikings are, but I think what they really need to avoid is a barrage of triples.
Yep, and Ross right now with 20 points for the Thunderbirds.
Cam Niesheim, sorry, John, go ahead.
Just a chance to add to that total here.
Cam Niesheim checks in, replacing Chris Keel. Legal's free throw is off the bracket, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. They're going to get, I think they might get Legal for his fifth foul on that, on the rebound here. Nope.
Yep.
Oh, they did. So that's so just like that. Ross Legal goes from having no fouls with four and a half to go to fouling out in a matter of 3 minutes. And you said he was up to 20?
Yeah, I got him for 20.
Fouls out. He had a big night offensively, and he had a ton of rebounds. Spencer Noctegal is going to check in as Ross Legal takes a seat. He is disqualified. First free throw attempt from Griffin Hanna is good. Second attempt, no good. Hannigan's got the rebound. Desperation time for the T-Birds. Hannigan driving, kicking. Nachtigal gets it out to Brewster. Now Zitlow's got it out with the T-Bird logo. Cross court, Zitlow, right wing. Lefevre, he's going to drive. Scoring over Zach McGuire. Nice looking drive and finish by Toby Lefevre. He's had a solid 90s into double digits. And we got a full timeout here for the Thunderbirds. Let's give you another rundown of other Baraboo High School varsity action. Girls hockey, the Lightning are in action versus Middleton at Madison this evening as we speak. They'll be on the road at Black River Falls on Saturday and at Viroqua on Tuesday. The boys hockey team hosts Stevens Point Pacelli tomorrow night. We'll also host Reedsburg on Tuesday. Girls basketball will be in action right here tomorrow night against those dreaded Reedsburg Beavers. Join Christy Feld and I tomorrow night on 99.7 Max FM as well as the NFHS Network for that longtime rivalry contest. Also, in boys swimming, the conference meet will be taking place at Sauk Prairie on Saturday, and the Thunderbird wrestling team will have its conference meet at Wanakee on Saturday. So this is a two-point game at the half. Thunderbirds went into the half. What was it, 28-26, John, I think?
It was, yep.
And Mount Horeb has taken control here in the second half. In fact, early in the second half, Thunderbirds came out getting the ball to Ross Legal in the paint. He was able to do some business there and build on the Thunderbird lead, but the Vikings not only erased that lead, but built a huge one of their own there. They've been ahead double digits here for the last few minutes. And with the Vikings being in double bonus situation, they've spent a lot of time at the free throw line.
Yeah, we're not getting back into this one.
Under a minute to go. Cam Nisham looks to throw it into Manchester. Manchester's being hounded in the backcourt. He actually gets free. And then is fouled by Spencer Noctegal on the other end. Manchester's going to shoot a couple, and we're going to have a substitution here. Landon Ellistad's looking to get back in. First attempt, no good, John?
Nope, it went in.
Oh, it did, okay, I missed that. Thank you.
And he's inching closer to his scoring average.
I was just going to say, with a lot of free throws, you might get it right back up there. Also checking in for the Vikings is Colton Martin. As we await Manchester's second free throw, we're also going to see a large-scale substitution here. T-Birds are going to send in a full line change. We've got Trayton Hepp, Cole Y, Jack McNevin, Zach Burgess, and who am I missing? And Willem Rykoff. All checking in for the T-Birds. Manchester's second attempt rattles out. Baird was going to grab the rebound. And you know, I said that was Jack McNevin. I was wrong. That was Owen Jackson. Three-point look from Trayton Hepp. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Ellistad, and he is fouled by Zach Burgess. So we're going to have a couple free throw attempts coming up here for Landon Ellistad. It's a tight game throughout the first half and early in the second half. And it's gotten out of control for the Thunderbirds here as Ellistad misses the first. Second attempt in the air. Also no good. Oh, but he gets his own rebound. A reload for the Vikings, and they can run out the clock here. We're under half a minute to go. Down to about 10 seconds to go. Vikings operating their offense. T-Birds not trying to foul, trailing by a dozen. And the final seconds will tick away. Your final score is Mount Horeb 61, Baraboo 49. So coming up for these two teams, so for the Thunderbirds, this snaps a five-game winning streak, but they will be back in action next week on Tuesday at McFarland, and that will precede their next home game, which will be against Reedsburg here on Friday. So join John Gunnell and I a week from tomorrow night for the next boys broadcast against those rival Reedsburg Beavers. As for the Vikings, they managed to follow up a defeat at Platteville with a win here tonight. They'll be hosting Turner on Saturday. Earlier in the season, back in December, the Vikings beat the Thunderbirds by 20 at home at Mount Horeb. Tonight it was a closer contest. Ended up being a 12-point margin for the Vikings. John, what have you got for us in the stats department?
Well, I tell you, the story of the game, and you're looking at the stats, is free throw shooting. The Thunderbirds shot 4 of 7. Mount Horeb, 23 of 32.
For the whole game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they missed quite a few down the stretch, but they were hot throughout the whole second half.
When they were building that lead, they didn't miss.
Yeah, they were 21 of 27 from the free throw line in the second half. As far as stats go, first for the visitors from Mount Horeb, Nick Varwald led the team with 22 points tonight. Josh Manchester finished with 20. Zach McGuire, 8. Griffin Hanna, 5. Chris Keel, 4, and rounding out the scoring for the Vikings was Hayden Anderson, who finished with 2. For the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight by Ross Legal, who finished with 20. Toby Lefevre had 11. Alex Hannigan had 7. Luke Vittingill, 4. Bo Brewster, 4. And Jason Zitlow, 3.
Very good. Thanks for those stats, John. It was a two-point Thunderbird lead at the half. Give the visiting Vikings credit. They took over this game in the second half with some balanced scoring, some tenacious defense, and some excellent free throw shooting.
Yeah, you got to give it to them. They're, you know, Mount Horeb is a good team, and they certainly came out in the second half and showed that. And unfortunately, the Thunderbirds weren't able to answer a lot of what they were doing in the second half. Turnovers also a big factor for the Thunderbirds.
No question.
And there were turnovers on both sides of the ball, don't get me wrong. But
so Thunderbird fans, join Christy Feld and I here tomorrow night when the Thunderbird girls host Reedsburg. And you can also join John Gunnell and I next week Friday when the Baraboo boys also host Reedsburg. A couple of grudge matches against those always detested Reedsburg Beavers. Long-time rivalry between these neighboring schools.
It certainly is. I expect a big packed gym that night, too, on a Friday night rivalry game.
For certain. We had a lively crowd here tonight. They saw what was a good contest for the most part until things got out of hand there for the Thunderbirds about midway through the second half.
Yeah, but tough loss for the Thunderbirds, but, you know, we're still 15-4. That's a pretty solid season, and we have some big games coming ahead.
No question. So one last time for John Gunnell, I am Ben Brownlee. Thank you for joining us tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as the NFHS Network. We will see you for girls action tomorrow night and boys action a week from tomorrow night.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance, Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. More sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week. Temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 38.
Maximum hits of the 80s and 90s all night. I'm Tony Lorino, and Throwback Nation Radio is on 99.7.
You're unbelievable. are unbelievable.
Maximum Hits, Bear Booz 99.7, Max FM. And welcome, I'm Tony the Reno. All Request Hour is off and running. And guess what's back tonight? You know your 80s, you know your 90s. Throwback Timeline. You can win $100 playing along with us. Hang tight, it begins in 1 hour.
Radio.
Another great one there, 99.7 Max FM.
It's the All Request Hour.
And it's brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You are into Bon Jovi?
Yeah, absolutely.
The music or John?
Mostly the music. John was all right,
He's got that Silver Fox thing going on. Let's get some John. His look, his style, his everything, and the rest of the guys at Bon Jovi, plus whatever you'd like to add. 877-909-1989. Our All Request Hour is off and running with your favorite. Next.
Throwback.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning.